Blog Talk Radio.
Happy, happy Wednesday, everyone. It is Deborah Leanne, and time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio. The more that I have been exposed to the topic of boundaries, which, man, the first book I read on them was probably 20-something years ago, I have been intrigued by them. And I thought I had good boundaries. And the more I looked and the more I realized I didn't, I saw that I wasn't really understanding the concept of what boundaries are, what real, true, healthy boundaries are. So that's our topic for the month of April, and we're going to dive into it a little bit more each week. Talk about what happens when we don't have good boundaries and what happens when we do, and some practices to put into place to allow us to really learn what it feels like to have healthy boundaries and how to actually energetically create them when we need them in the moment, because that's sometimes we realize that we're in deep and we need to shift things immediately. And the good thing is we can. So let's start off. And as women change makers, as women leaders, as women influencers, we are forgetting very often where our wisdom and power lies. And the more I dive into learning about this and taking additional programs and teaching and sharing this information, the more I realize how much I don't know. So I am not pretending to be any kind of guru or expert. However, as a student and a teacher, I feel like I'm really close to each of these topics. And because of that, I might have a little bit more information to share than maybe you had thought of on your own or had heard or read somewhere else. So every little stepping stone that allows us to make our path more clear in front of us, I applaud you for tuning in to what it is that you most want to learn. So, boundaries. Before we get into the topic, let's actually set up our semblance of boundaries by allowing ourselves to breathe slower, more slowly and deeper than maybe we have been up to this moment. And by allowing a sigh to release your lips, it's even more powerful to generate those beautiful oxytocin chemicals in your body. And feeling your feet, feeling them really be heavy, you know, glued to the ground, actually sinking into the ground, finding their way to the nurturing energy that pulls us to this planet, gravity. We'll just let them feel that energy. Feeling our legs, remembering those beautiful things that walk us around, take us where we want to go, sometimes where we don't want to go, but are pretty much at our beck and call. We don't think about them very often. And just allowing those beautiful legs to have your gratitude by feeling the energy in them, allowing that energy to come up through the earth and up through our feet and our knees and into our thighs and up to our hips. When you get to your hips, you can wiggle your butt a little bit in your chair just to remember that beautiful source that we have of support. For me, I'm standing, so I'm just kind of doing some small, really tiny figure eights with my hips just to activate our power, our creative energy center down there. Settling our shoulders down and back. Really lengthening our neck, allowing that energy to flow more freely through what we tend to cramp up. And we hold so much energy and tension in our neck, our shoulders. So just allow as much of that as possible to let go. Pretend like there's a trash receptacle or a recycling receptacle underneath your bottom, underneath your chair, that as you, every time you breathe out, you can send down that tension. Releasing it, letting it go. We can always pick it back up in the next 20 minutes if you really are called to do so. But let's let it go for now and be in this moment. And the next thing you want to do is to really feel the bright, beautiful light that is connected from our heart through the front and the back of our body, down doing a figure eight into the light in the portal of our womb space, that center of gravity that holds our creative energy and much of our feminine wisdom and power. So we will allow that light to shine brightly from within and connect, like I said earlier, to the light in our heart. Just envision what that looks like. I just learned something else about letting our brain drop into alpha wave system. By just closing our eyes, it automatically allows us to calm our system and to get into this imagination, spiritual, higher wisdom space where we can listen, because we're not taking in so much of the outside energy. We can actually listen to our inner energy, our inner wisdom. From this place, we want to just call in the higher energy of your choosing. Pretend like you're actually putting on a golden crown and allowing that light to find you from Grandmother Moon, Father Sun, any of the star systems that you align with, your guides, your angels, whoever that might be. Just plug in and allow that to fall gracefully. And what came for me is poetically. That's interesting. Through my system and through yours. Just let that gold find its way down through our inner body, allowing that calming, healing balm to settle any unsettled nerves or to calm any ruffled inner feathers around our nervous system. And once that system is running, we don't have to think about it. We can just say thank you and just let it continue to run, just like the energy coming up through Mother Earth and the releasing of the toxins through our root chakra back into Mother Earth. Each of these systems can just run. They can loop around on their own. And we can now turn to our topic, boundaries. So when I first thought of boundaries, I imagined that I had, we've heard of auras, or our energetic space that's around our physical bodies. And if you put your hand out in front of you or to the side, it's about that wide, typically, that deep on all directions around us, to the top, to the sides, behind us, below us. That energetic system is ours. Yet, very often, we have either put such a strong armor around that that it keeps out some of the very energy that we want to connect with. Resources, love, money, clients, connections that are true and deep that we truly want. By holding out what we don't want, very often we're also keeping our what we do want at arm's length from us. So how can we create something that is a healthy physical, energetic, emotional, and mental boundary that allows in what we want, but allows our energy to not leak Because this is what I'm finding, is that we're either protecting, that's such a reactive tendency, because we've been hurt. We've all been hurt. And so we have this protection around our hearts especially, but very often around our lower body as well, our sex organs. And it's so impenetrable that it keeps out what we most are asking for. There's a lot of work that needs to be done to cleanse out some of those old stories and programs and patterns that are keeping us with this fortress built around us. And there's also the other end. There's a lot of people who walk around with their souls and hearts just overflowing outside of their energy space. And what they tend to do is they land in ours. They feel connected by actually coming in to our space. If you imagine it that we have a house and we have a yard on all directions around our house. Let's say it's a garden, right, with a white picket fence. And your neighbor comes by walking their dog and they just knock down the fence and come in and start talking to you. It's lovely to connect with neighbors, isn't it? But how often would somebody that you don't know do that? Or how often would you let them do that? And what I'm wondering is, it's the same thing energetically. When we get into somebody else's space, emotionally, energetically, mentally, because a lot of times we don't even realize that we're in their space without we don't know it. It's what we've always done. It's our way of connecting by kind of interloping, if you will. And let's use a physical example. I had a teenage daughter who was a senior in high school last year. She's now at college, thank God. We had a tough year last year. And the more I was learning about my boundaries and how I could manage my boundaries and love her without getting into her space physically, energetically, emotionally, mentally, I tried to think what she was thinking and get into her head, right? Like mothers do, we want to save our kids and keep them healthy and happy and safe. Or I would physically walk into her bedroom, sometimes to wake her up in the morning, sometimes to go in and talk to her about something that was important. I actually learned after a while that I would invite my kids to come and sit with me and have a cup of tea. They always knew that was a signal. Around the dining room table or in the living room. You know, a space that's neutral, that doesn't belong to any one of us. That made a huge difference. The other thing I would do is if she was out for the evening, I would be afraid and energetically want to connect with her and make sure she was safe or emotionally connect with her. And I would text, how are you? Do you need a ride? Is everybody okay? Who's driving? Are their parents home at that party? You know, all of those things that mothers do when we want to know to stay connected to our children. And the more I did that, the more I didn't trust her to make good decisions, like I had been teaching her for 18 years, the more she resisted connecting with me. However, if I told her before she left in the evening, I may want to text you at some point in time if I haven't heard from you. So if you would do me a favor, just connect with me about 11 o'clock. Let me know where you're at, what the plan is, when you'll be home. When I did that, was amazing because I gave her a trust. I put my boundary, my stake in the sand of where I stopped and started, and let her have her boundary, which gave her a sense of sovereignty. You know, when we're trusted and respected in that way, it allows the other person to step fully into their power. And what do we want more than anything as parents? Or when we're in our relationships with our loved one, our spouse, our partner, our family, our clients, our community connections. You know, a lot of the women I work with actually work with nonprofits, and they're in the development fundraising area where they need to ask for money, sponsorships. And when they are so in the other's space, what happens is they create a disconnect. If I could teach more and more of them to be in their bodies with their safe boundaries and how that makes a difference when it comes to asking for money to support their mission, and how that would allow the other person to feel safe and not that yicky feeling that we get sometimes when we feel sold to or manipulated or like someone's trying to, you know, pull one over on us. And very often that's probably not, they're not out for evil doing, but they're coming from a place of fear and scarcity. And that immediately turns us off. And we're like, you know, I don't feel good about this. Which is why people give to money causes missions based on who is the asker. If they trust the person asking. Which is why many times it takes years to develop the relationships before you really can ask for those big, the big dollar donations, right? And this is sad because there's a lot of really brilliant women that are starting these tech businesses or health-related businesses or social mission businesses and nonprofits, and they are not taught how to stand in front of a room of people who are wanting to give money to startups. And what they're doing is they're coming from a place of fear. And I hope they like me, and I hope they find me credible. And we're in all of these weird headspace games outside of our beautiful boundaries and wanting so hard to project into those other people's boundaries that we're actually turning them off. How often do we hear that I met the love of my life when I wasn't looking, when I didn't have any makeup on and I had just been to this dance class and I was all sweaty and my hair was pulled back? You know why? Because we were in our natural state. We weren't trying so hard. Very often those dates that we go on that we try so hard to be our best selves were not authentic, and the person can pick up on that. Doesn't matter how beautiful we are that night. So, just starting off today, I want to ask if you could start looking at the boundaries that you have, the boundaries you have in place for your business, for your health, for your time, with your loved ones, with your friends. You may even have that one friend that calls and asks you to do stuff, and you're like, ugh, and you don't have the guts to stand and say, you know what? That doesn't sound even fun to me at all. I don't want to go. You just go, and then you're pissed or you're resentful or you're like wondering why you don't have time to do the things you want to do because you're so busy taking care of everyone, meeting everybody else's expectations that you're not meeting your own. I'm speaking from experience here. I'm raising my own hand. So that's going to be our exploration for the next week, is to look at mental boundaries. When you're in a conversation with somebody, are you trying to guess what they're saying so that you can prepare your next response? Check in for emotional boundaries. Are you so busy, worried about what other people are thinking versus taking care of what you believe, what you want to do? What about energetic? Do you want to stay connected to somebody and you think about them and think about them all day long, like the people... all those silly romantic movies where the girl's like, is he going to call? Should I call? Should I, you know, we have this, and what are we doing in the meantime? We're in the space between that potential, you know, date and where we are, and we're messing with the connection that could naturally, organically form because we're, I don't want to use the term, but you might want to think about this. There's a term called energy vampire, where after you've spent time with someone, you feel exhausted. Or you could be the kind of person that when you spend time with people, you feel energized, but the other person is exhausted because you've drained their energy to fill up your own. And this is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about. So just for now, start becoming aware. Do you do more of one or the other? Is it more a mental or is it more an emotional worry thing? Is it more an energetic? And the reason why I'm not talking about spiritual is because we are all connected in that way spiritually. So it's not, we don't want to be disconnected spiritually, but we need to hold our own space, like each drop of water. When it comes together in the ocean, which is what spirit is, right? We're all in there together. However, when you pull out just one drop of water, it is intact and whole and holy in itself. So if we could think of that. And the other type that I forgot to mention is, we talked about physical. And this is big for me this week, because finally it appears after about 9-10 months now, I had placed an order for a fence, a small, tiny detail in a city block, right, in a city lot, to just be a boundary at the back of my home. And I've had somebody walk through my yard, and it's kind of unnerving, right? And I didn't have a gate that even locked. It was kind of broken. And I had an old fence that had used to have a gate there so that a car could pull in, and I would like to have that in place so I can have trucks come in and deliver mulch and stuff to my garden back there. But this fence and I have been having this feud, and I know it's about a physical boundary for me of some sort. It's about claiming where I stop and start. And it's, you know, it's a metaphor like anything else. And I'm playing with that myself, which is why the topic of boundaries was so clear to me that this is going to be my April topic. So I hope it's a great discovery and that you'll come on the journey with me, and we'll just keep digging in each week. The next 3 weeks, we'll get into more of these exercises and the benefits of what's on the other side by really noticing. So take good care of yourself. Don't judge, please. Just notice and say, huh, I do that. How about that? Notice with kind and gentle eyes how you operate in the world, where you might be overly protecting and where you might be overly outside of your own healthy boundaries, where others step in across your picket fence, come into your space without you asking or allowing. And we'll talk soon. Take excellent care. Bye-bye.